Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You want a peak baseball injury update?
Oh, yes. This is my favorite of all time.
Scott Lauber covers the Phillies for the Inquirer.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of him.
Was on 97.5 The Fanatic in Philly, giving an update on one Bryce Harper.
Oh, okay. I'm interested in this.
Okay, so Bryce Harper, yeah. One of the big names in baseball.
Right.
Quote, he's progressed from dry swings every other day to hitting underhand. He's doing that every day now.
Good Lord. What are we doing here? Dry swings every other day.
Scream baseball.
Is there not a more peak baseball tweet than that?
This was Alex Gordon a few years ago, remember?
Well, this is every baseball player who has a fingernail issue.
Dry swings in?
Yeah.
He's progressed from dry swings every other day to hitting underhand. He's doing that every day now.
That's fantastic.
I mean,
what are we doing here? Football players are like, put some tape on it and they're back in the game, right? I mean, you've been down there on the sidelines.
We normally don't ask.
No.
I don't know what they did to get Mecole Hardman back. I don't know what they did to get Patrick Mahomes back, right?
Right.
It was like, it got him back.
Could you imagine if a baseball player suffered the injury that Patrick Mahomes had? Patrick Mahomes played in a football game known as the Super Bowl and played in a football game known as the AFC Championship game on one leg. I saw a video the other day of the Super Bowl that Andy Reid lost when he was the Eagles coach to the New England Patriots. And they said Terrell Owens played that game with a broken leg. I don't recall that. I didn't remember that story. Terrell Owens played in the championship game with a broken leg. Baseball players won't play if their hair isn't combed the right way. We have coddled baseball players to the umpteenth degree and have created so many baseball excuses for these guys.
Like, he's hitting underhand every day, Bob. I don't understand what the problem is. That's how you get ready.
He's progressed from dry swings every other day to hitting underhand that he's doing every day now.
Every day underhand. Yeah.
This is what goes on, man.
Yep. Yeah.
I've never seen more coddling done than is in baseball. It is so pathetic. You're down there on the sidelines for these Chiefs games. You see what the trainers and folks do to get guys back into a game and how hard they work, right? To get these guys, whether it's taped up or whatever, to get back into a football game. Baseball, you get hurt. They ship you to Arizona or Florida. You do dry swings for 18 months, and then you start hitting underhand.
And they're like,
well, maybe we're back in 25.
I don't know. There's no rush. There's no expectation. You just do your thing.
It's crazy, man. Like, it blows my mind to see the coddling that we do for these Major League Baseball players. Dry swings and underhand throws. That's where we are. What is this, Little League?
That's it. That's it. All right, you have the 31st pick. We all have the 31st pick. We're going to talk to Bank League coming up today as well.
Mm-hmm.
This Chiefs mock 1.0 is out.
Right.
So let's say a very highly rated wide receiver and a very highly rated defensive end are still on the board.
Whoever they are, right? Doesn't matter.
What position are you taking?
I'm going defensive end every day of the
week.
Where
are you going?
Defensive end. Where are you going?
I think this year I could go wide receiver.
Okay. Like if Marvin Harrison Jr. is there, you're taking him, right?
31?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think.
You don't think he'll be there at 31?
I don't think he'll be there at 31, but no.
Oh, okay.
I think that they will get both done in this draft.
Right.
But I think I am going skill position this time for the first pick. And I thought I probably would be defensive end when you're thinking about, oh, man, they're going to have some work to do. Frank Clark's leaving. Mm-hmm. Carlos Dunlap's not back. They got some work to do. They did sign Omenihu.
Yeah, but he's an inside guy.
Kind of, but he's also a flex guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going to be mixing and matching and doing a whole bunch of stuff.
I think from what I understand, they're excited to see him and Chris Jones line up on the inside together.
But you got Derek Nnadi, you got Turk Wharton, you got the big boys in there.
Great rotation.
I think you can do some things with him inside, outside, Chris, inside, outside. We're going to see a lot of jumbling going on, which is awesome. Like, interchangeable positions again.
Right.
He gives them the opportunity to do that with both he and Chris Jones, right? You have Karlaftis. You have Dana.
Which is a really good player, man.
I think they've got a good start on the defensive line. One more for sure, but I think I'm trying. If a wide receiver falls to that spot, and you go, yeah, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I could go either way, right? At that spot, I could go with the best position player available, as I did yesterday in our draft to get that A. Drafting that quarterback out of Stanford was a good move.
Terrible.
From the text line real fast, why are we a pick 31 and not 32? Dolphins had a forfeit their pick. I know a lot of people have been asking, wait, 31?
They're the 32nd pick, but it's the 31st player.
It's 31st player, because the Dolphins cheated or whatever it was. Yeah. They had
so there's one less pick.
Right. So I'm going with defensive end for a couple of reasons. Number one, where George Karlaftis is in his career going into year two, I just think it would be cool to have him and a running mate for the next 5 years here in Kansas City. Two young stud defensive ends that can get after the quarterback and truly solidify that position, Josh, so we're not sitting here every March going, what are we doing about defensive end today, right? So go out and draft that guy that can be I don't want to even say second fiddle. He may be first fiddle. I don't know. But him and George Karlaftis together on the ends, consistent for the next 5 years.
They're fiddling together.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's kind of the way I would like it. But I also go defensive end because Andy Reid, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Pretty good schemer and play caller, right? He's shown over the last 20 years that he's got a clue when it comes to the offense, right?
Yes. Throw three tight ends out there and your fifth wide receiver and
Run some plays and win a game in the playoffs and then carry that into the Super Bowl. And so I think Andy Reid has a track record now of 20 years that he can take the guys that he has and turn that into a successful offense. Like, I'm putting a lot of faith, obviously, in Andy and Patrick and Nagy on this one, and we should. They've shown that they can get the job done. Andy Reid has done an amazing job, Josh, over the years of scheming his offense to the players that he has. Just go back to when they originally came in with Alex Smith, and he went out and hired Alex Smith's college coach to tell you what he could do and to try to scheme the offense towards Alex Smith to what was going to make him successful. They've done the same thing with Patrick Mahomes. The first phone call Andy Reid made when they drafted Mahomes was to the coach down at Arizona, and they said, what do we have in Patrick Mahomes? What do you think about Patrick Mahomes? You coached him in college. Let us know. And boom, they tailored their offense around Patrick Mahomes. And so I still think you need that rock on the defensive end to go along with George Karlaftis. But from an offensive standpoint, Andy Reid has earned and deserves the ability to go out there and just scheme to the players that he has because he's done a fabulous job of it here. I mean, I think in Philly he did a great job. Obviously, they had all that success there. But clearly watching him every day here in Kansas City, we know how good Andy Reid is at dialing up a game plan. And so I just have that faith in Andy Reid that just get me a wide receiver. I'll figure it out. We'll take care of business. But go focus on that defensive side of the football. And let's load that defense up so that I can just clearly focus on the offense.
So where would you go, wide receiver, defensive end, or something else? 913-586-7610. Let us know on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Jay Binkley, the Character Concerns podcast, they're out with their Chiefs Mock 1.0. We'll discuss it coming up at 8:30. An extreme take. I think a very, very extreme take, but maybe one that's likely for Lamar Jackson next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, running 13 years strong.
Everybody's asking, this is a dynasty. It's been a dynasty. Y'all just ain't no now.
Brought to you by Rayner Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RaynerKC.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The look away to Livingston. Jordan. Oh, a spectacular move by Michael Jordan. That's 13 consecutive field goals.
We continue to salute the birthday of Bob Costas today. Some of the greatest plays during his career.
That's right. Happy
you
birthday, Bob.
The music on a Wayback Wednesday as well. 913-586-7610, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Tag your name so that you get the credit.
Our buddy Detroit Derek, one of the little in vogue, never going to get it. In honor of a girl he's trying to chase. All right,
Uh-oh.
Now. Go on,
way
Derek.
To go, Detroit Derek.
Wow.
What's her name? Should we address her on the air to let her know that you're looking for her?
Yeah, send us that information, Detroit Derek.
Lamar Jackson, just hit refresh, still not signed.
No, not by anybody.
By
no.
the Baltimore Ravens. Still news, very, very quiet in that regard. And here's a take I just had not heard yet. When you're asked, where does Lamar end up?
Mm-hmm.
I say he goes back to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Some say wherever.
Some say love, it is a river.
Colts. Maybe the Jets of the Aaron Rodgers thing falls through.
God, if I'm the Jets, I am actively talking to to Lamar Jackson and letting the world know.
Yeah, just to speed up the Aaron Rodgers process.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Gerald McCoy, former NFL defensive end, was on FS1 yesterday, and he had a different location for Lamar Jackson, the couch.
Me personally, if I have to pick what's going to happen, I believe he'll sit. I mean, he's seen it happen. With Deshaun Watson and with all Deshaun Watson went through, he still ended up getting paid. So it's not the first time it's been done. And any team is going to pay him. You know, a lot of people are upset saying, well, he should get his money. But they have to understand with quarterbacks, they have a long lifespan. And you pay quarterbacks for what you're going to get, not what they've done.
Right.
And for Lamar Jackson's game, if you go over history of what has happened, his type of style of play doesn't stay at peak level for very long. Can he play for a long time? Yes. But the Lamar Jackson that we've grown to love, that peak level is probably going to be another 3 years. Because we've seen history now, he could be an anomaly, and it could last longer. So I can see why a lot of teams are a little apprehensive. Like, hey, listen, what he's giving us, and he's had all lower extremity injuries.
Right.
And that's what his game is based off, is running with football. He makes a lot of plays with his feet. He's a threat in the run game. Yes, he's won a lot of games. But then if you look at him in the playoffs, he hasn't had a lot of success. So I can see both ends of it. But I also believe that Lamar Jackson should get paid. I think he should do a short-term deal, maybe 3 years, and try to maximize those years. But I do believe that Lamar Jackson will most likely sit out and just wait.
Ooh. Well, I think right there he listed like every scenario for Lamar.
I hate that.
That is a career killer, man. I hate to be that guy and say that is a career killer, but you cited one example of a guy sitting out and a guy that willingly sat out and then had to sit out and got paid, but is he any good? I don't know. He still got paid, right? And that's ultimately what matters, right?
Part of the thing.
But if Lamar sits out, I'm done with Lamar. I will tell you that right now. I would have no interest in having Lamar Jackson on my team if he decides to sit out a year, because I just think your skills deteriorate. We were talking about it yesterday.
If he takes that approach of, well, DeSean got paid and he sat out, that's the wrong approach.
Right, right.
That is the absolute.
Don't do anything DeSean did. Not follow that playbook.
But he's trying to, in a certain extent, right? If he's trying to get all this guaranteed contract business, he's already following that playbook. But to bank on that, I guess you are trying to kind of break history here. And if he ultimately wants to fight for it, it could cost him a year.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be doing that.
I wouldn't do that either. You only have a certain amount of years you can truly play and earn your money in this league. You got to take your money and go. And I just think it's a bad precedent to set, because we were talking yesterday about Brady Singer and about Bobby Witt Jr. doing basically nothing for the last 3 weeks, right? And Gene Watson, the assistant GM for the Royals, came on with us yesterday and alluded to the fact, you know, of Bobby Witt kind of, you know, not getting enough at bats, and he's had like two or three at bats in the last 3 weeks. Brady Singer's pitched two innings in the last 3 weeks. If we're talking, and again, it is baseball players, so you have to take it with a grain of salt, but if we're talking about baseball players not getting ready for the regular season because they didn't do anything the last 3 weeks while they were with Team USA, what can a football player truly accomplish being an entire year plus? Because the last time he played was what, November or December, because he sat out the last 6 weeks of the season. And so you're going to tell me he's going to sit out basically 18 months and have no football activity for 18 months, and he's going to come back and he's going to be able to lead a franchise and lead a team and be a legit starting quarterback in the NFL? I hate to say it, but I think those odds are very, very far-fetched. And if Lamar Jackson sits out a year, I wouldn't even consider him a quarterback that I would sign on my team. And you know how much I love Lamar. You sit out a year, pal, I'm out.
Now, could he still sit out a year and get paid? Probably.
Maybe.
Would I err on the side of he will be the same quarterback, or certainly not better, but the same quarterback? Not really.
No, not really, man. You just can't sit out. And I don't think Deshaun Watson was anything spectacular in the last five games or whatever he played last year, right?
I didn't
pay much attention. But you know what? The reason we don't know is because he didn't really do anything, Josh. If he was lighting the world on fire, we would have seen highlight after highlight after highlight, unless the networks have agreed we're not showing creepers on the air. But we would have heard, we would have seen.
They might have done.
They may have. I don't know. But we would have seen and heard had Deshaun Watson been doing amazing things in Cleveland, we would have heard about it. We would have found it, right? That's just the way the world works. And so I don't think he did anything spectacular. Le'Veon Bell, we saw him sit out for a year. He never was the same again. I know it's a different position, but taking that year off, you become a year older. You're not as in good a shape. You're definitely not in football shape. You haven't been around the game. You haven't been in the locker room with the guys in the facility doing your thing. You're basically on your own for an entire year.
That's just not a way you want to go about extending your career in the NFL by willingly taking a year off. I think it's a bad look for Lamar Jackson. And if he doesn't, his career could be over.
Or you could take the franchise tag and play for a nice amount of money.
Yeah, play a nice amount of money for a year in Baltimore. Yeah. I would do that before I would sit out a year. What's the franchise fee? $31 million or something like that, roughly?
Well, I mean, I know he's probably looking around and going, that's not even enough.
It's $31 million guaranteed. You get $31 million to play football this year. Correct. Or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, 32.4.
Yeah, okay. So $32.5 million to play this year.
Yeah.
Now, half of that goes to taxes, and he doesn't have the agent fee, so he recoups a little bit of that money. But when it's all said and done with, man, playing a year on that tag is a lot better than going out there and taking a year off and then trying to get back into football shape. Man, somebody's got to give this guy good advice, man. I'm available.
An athlete whose name you probably know has passed, carrying a history despite you likely never seeing him play. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RainerKC.com. 610 Sports Radio.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now shift to the belt and to the plate. Breaking ball, ground ball up the middle. Correa, he misplayed it. The ball goes into center field. 2-run score, and this game is tied. And Carlos Correa, in the blink of an eye, goes from hero to goat. Me thirsty for
another cup of wine. Happy birthday to Bob Costas, legendary sportscaster. We continue to play some of the best sports moments happened during his career. You can weigh in on your requests as well today on a Wayback Wednesday. You pick the music at 913-586-7610. You add your name to that text. B-Dub will read it, and you'll get credit, for better or worse, for requesting this song.
Our buddy Zach wanted Hooked on a Feeling from Blue Suede right here on Fesco in the Morning. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Bob Costas.
Happened to be B-Dub was wearing Blue Suede today.
That is correct. Yeah.
Very appropriate.
Is Blue Suede
tough
is the name?
Rain, though. Tough in the rain, though.
It really is.
It's hard to wear suede.
Got to put that water repellent on there that, you know, they sell it at the Foot Locker, you know, spray it all over yourself.
Is that where Ja Morant rolled with 9 deep to fight the guy? Was that Foot Locker?
Finish line.
Which I did not know was still open, Finish Line. That's a upset right there.
You can still buy shoes in stores now, yeah.
No, I didn't know Finish Line was still a store. No, is Champs still around?
Still around.
They're all still around, actually.
Foot Action holding on as well.
What about Lady Foot Locker?
I think they've kind of downsized the kids and the ladies into just regular Foot Locker.
Yeah. Makes it easier that way. Less retail space and rent.
That was always weird when they had 2 stores in a mall.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, God,
Foot Locker,
yeah.
And then Lady Foot Locker was like the other end. Like, yeah. Why don't you just put them all together?
Make it one store.
Was it rent?
That was back in the day when Al Bundy wasn't making shoe sales look good.
I guess.
Did you ever join No Ma'am? B-Dub, anybody?
Burning Man?
No, ma'am.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Yeah, no, ma'am. Al Bundy's group.
So there was a passing in the world of sports yesterday of a legendary nature.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA held a moment of silence as Willis Reed passed away. And I thought about it. You probably thought about it. You probably thought about it. If you came across Willis Reed yesterday, you're like, oh, yeah, Willis Reed, the guy that played Hurt.
Right, the guy that played Hurt, that anytime an athlete is hurt, it's a Willis Reed moment.
Yes. Patrick Mahomes had his Willis Reed moment coming back from that ankle injury. And we always say the Willis Reed moment. And
right.
I'm like, I never saw one play. I never saw him play.
Right.
I never saw the play. I haven't seen the play where wherever it was he hobbled back. I don't know. But everybody has had a quote-unquote of a certain stature have had a Willis Reed moment.
Right.
I'm like, I've never seen him play. Never seen a thing. Maybe I need to go back and, you know, YouTube and go back in the Wayback Machine and check out some Willis Reed. Probably be a good idea. But
he spans generations, Josh.
You refer to it all the time. I've never seen it.
It's one of the most iconic moments in sports history. I've never seen it.
Never seen it.
I've never, ever
Did
seen it.
Costas call it?
Costas was probably there. Okay. I mean, it was the 70s. He was probably the voice of the Knicks at the time, right? Yes! It was this famous phrase that he used to use when he called the Knicks games. So he was probably there. Happy 71st, Bob Costas. They were playing all his great highlights this morning. And I was thinking about this yesterday. I'm like, damn, maybe I should know more. Maybe I should deep dive into this Willis Reed moment that we all talk about all the time. But then I started to think a little bit like, there's been so many iconic moments in sports history, right? If you could get in, as Josh calls it, his Wayback Machine, which, by the way, where did you pick that Wayback Machine up at?
Well, I mean, it was old Stormbot parts.
Okay, got you. Okay, so you made it from that.
Yeah.
If you could get in the Wayback Machine and be in the crowd for any iconic sports moment,
okay,
which one are you choosing? You can choose any moment. Okay. For me, and I thought a lot about this, I want to be there for Jackie Robinson's first game because it wasn't just a baseball moment. It was an American history moment. I like to hear what the crowd was like that day, what the other team was like that day, what his teammates were like that day, what the feeling was inside the ballpark that day to see arguably the most important moment in baseball history and in sports history. I would have loved to have been in the building for Jackie Robinson's first game.
If it's a singular game, because there's a couple I would wish I could have watched. Satchel Paige and Josh Gibson. Like I
watched those two guys just, pitch. Yeah.
You know, Gibson hitting home runs, Paige pitching like both ends of a doubleheader, you know, all the legendary stuff, or going from a game to a game, you know,
right,
pitching a morning game and then going pitching an afternoon game in a different city or whatever.
Correct.
But I think number one for me would be Wilt's 100 game. And I'd be rolling on my camera phone on it.
Yeah.
And making sure
there's video.
Making sure there's video. And then hover over it like it's, I don't know, whoever's had proprietary things that they have sat on. Maybe that boxing guy. That,
oh, God, yes. Like, yeah, right.
That you
right.
can't say his name because
right.
he looks.
Right.
He'll get you.
That guy who stands in the ring and yells.
Yes,
yeah.
The guy stands in the ring and yells. Or maybe it's like Martin Luther King's family owns the speech.
Yep.
And they get the rights to the speech, and you can't play the speech. And something.
Right.
I would have Wilt's 100-point game on video, and you're going to pay a pretty penny to be able to show it.
I mean,
so
can you
I would
believe
go,
there's
go
no
that
video
way.
Of that game?
No, there's literally a paper sign.
Right, that says
a
100.
Piece of paper, it says 100. That's it.
And
that's
if
all
Will played
got.
Today, he probably would have sat out with load management so the game never would have happened. Who's spending money on the NBA regular season?
I don't know. So I would say a Wilt's 100-point
game. Wilt's 100-point game. Yeah. All right. B-Dub, what do you got? If there's an iconic sports moment that you could be in the crowd for, I guess he's working away at something else over there. I'd like to know what you guys' moment is. And you can text it on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Somebody said, and this is interesting that this one comes up today, that they would have liked to have been in the crowd for Bobby Thompson's shot heard around the world. Actually, on this day in 1962, and this, you know, I just was scanning this morning, this day in 1962, a former member of the Giants requesting anonymity,
as I can say that word, reveals that Bobby Thompson's home run against the Dodgers was helped by a sign-stealing clubhouse guy.
Oh, no, it was not.
The spying is claimed to have gone on for the last 3 months of the season. Thompson, along with former Giant manager Leo Durocher, who sounds like the Giants manager, vehemently denies that he received help, but a source close to the team confirms the spy operation.
Cheated.
Which, fine, whatever it is, man, it's baseball. People have been cheating for generations. We still get up in arms when people cheat in baseball. There's cheating going on in baseball right now. We just don't know what they're doing right now
it's
to cheat in baseball.
Cheating, yeah.
It's whatever's next. And so I promise you, there will be another cheating scandal in baseball, whether it's roids or sign stealing or garbage cans or Leo Durocher and Bobby Thompson, whatever the case may be. They're cheating right now in baseball. We just don't know how.
It's probably true. Someone says, I would like to be at the Do You Believe in Miracles game. I get it.
Yeah.
We all believe we watched
it. Bob Costas was great that day.
We all believe we watched it. We didn't.
Right.
Tiger Woods' broken leg U.S. Open.
Oh, that would be kind of cool. Yeah.
Hank Aaron breaking the home run record.
Yeah,
that would have been pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Been pretty awesome as well.
Yep.
Won an Ali Frazier fight.
Oh, yeah. The one where he goes, down goes Frazier. Another great Bob Costas moment. Yeah.
That one pretty good. Yeah, Rumble in the Jungle.
Yep.
USA Hockey Gold. Yeah, I mentioned that one. That would be well up there as well because mm-hmm. I claimed I saw it live. I didn't.
Right.
Feel like I did. Feel like I saw it live. That one I just completely misremember that it happened that way.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the tournament resumes on Thursday, tomorrow, but there are fixes.
It's time for another Spectre Interjector.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Josh. Good morning, B-Dub. Good morning, text line. After last year's NAB Crystal Radio Award-winning segment, Spectre Solution for Solving Baseball, I figured that now is as good a time as ever to solve another problem that we have in sports, and that is college basketball, the sport that used to be my favorite sport, the sport which I used to watch 7 days a week, read message boards, cared about the product, thought the product was watchable, would have sold out certain family members for a Duke National Championship, none of which is still true. So today, I have 4+1 solutions for solving college basketball.
That'd be 5, then.
The first is the most simple and the biggest problem that faces the sport. If you want to go to the NBA out of high school, you should have every right to do so. But if you are going to go to college, you need to be in college for at least 2 years. This solves two problems. It increases name recognition for casual fans, and it'll improve the quality of play because in year two, you typically see a jump from players. All right, so with one solution, we've solved the marketability of the sport and the overall product of the sport. All right, good start. Second is fixing the transfer portal. In my system, you would get one free transfer. You want to leave after your freshman year? Boom, you can play your sophomore year right away with no consequences. You do it again, you got to sit out a year. The thing that separates college sports from professional sports is you're, you know, quote unquote, supposed to care about the kids. But if the kids don't care back or the kids don't have any stake in the game for your favorite university or your favorite team, then why should we ultimately care? I gotta relearn the Duke team every year because they either go to the draft when they're underqualified or they transfer to another school because they're not getting minutes. That's what's made me fall out of love with Duke basketball. So the first two solutions are more governmental. Let's fix the on-court issues because the on-court product stinks. Whether or not you enjoyed watching basketball for the last 4 days because it's the NCAA tournament and it's fun and everybody's got a bracket, that's irregardless of the fact that the product is horrific to watch. So here's what you do. You have got to change the dimensions of the court. The NBA and college basketball play on the same court size. Now, so does the NFL and college football. But college football has wider hash marks and therefore seems to have more room for college athletes to roam, more field of play. So why can't the same be for college basketball? Wider lanes, longer three-point line to, you know, discourage people who can't shoot, who continue to shoot. You've got to change the court size. College kids are not the same size they were in 1960 as they were in 2023. There's too much size and not enough space. And ultimately, the NBA doesn't have a scoring problem. College basketball has a scoring problem. The way to fix it is to create way more space in the game. On top of that, there's an end of game issue. College basketball needs to adopt the Elam ending, because these end of game situations, 90 seconds of game clock takes about 14 minutes. It slows up the pace of play.
If you're lucky.
We get so many timeouts. We get so many replay officials. It ruins the ultimate drama of the game. You have a score that's 65 to 57, and you say the first to 68 points wins. That's going to solve a lot of those issues. And I'm not going to get a free throw contest for the final 9 minutes of my television experience. So that's two on-court fixes and two governmental fixes that I think would really help reshape college basketball to the common fan. If you want to get really aggressive, and I don't even know if this is legal, and it's going to sound like an oxymoron coming out of my mouth because the NCAA sucks at every level, but the NCAA should take over AAU basketball and set up a better system for high school kids going into college and or going to the next level, NBA, G League, whatever. And maybe this is because I'm bald and getting into my late 30s and showing more butt crack as a dad, but it seems like the AAU system has ruined a lot of what college basketball should be about. And that the AAU world now that we live in is about the YouTube clip and the playing for yourself and trying to get to the league, as opposed to the kid who used to play high school basketball for the state championship and then goes to college to win the national championship. That step seems like it's been switched over. And I shudder at the fact that I think the NCAA should run something better because the NCAA can't even run itself. But if we came up with a system to bridge the gap between high school and AAU to then college or the NBA / G League route, I think we'd all be better off from a viewership perspective. Again, I don't know if it's legal. I don't know how you do that. But something's got to change from the high school to college jump, because what we're currently watching is not working. And the college product that we all used to love is not what we love anymore. And I feel like that's pretty universal across the board. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
That was a Specter interjector that I didn't hate, although we need to dissect a couple of things. Couple your thoughts things, as well. 913-586-7610. We'll get to those on the other side next.
Fesco in the morning.
That's a great question.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RainerKC.com. 610 Sports Radio.
Fitzpatrick, what a touchdown run by Williams on the last weekend of the regular season in the NFL. If the Chiefs win and New England loses, the Chiefs will be the 2 seed. They'll get the bye and they'll have a home game the next weekend.
I'm getting confused. What game are you calling?
I'm calling both games. Here is the extra point. The Dolphins have just gone up on New England 27-24 with 24 seconds to go.
Happy birthday to Bob Costas today.
That's right. Happy birthday, Bob. 71 years old today.
913-586-7610. You picked the music as well on the Way Back Wednesday.
Playing some of the great highlights of the Bob Costas era.
Tag your name so that you get the credit.
Our buddy Ken wanted a little Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio today. Wanted to wish his daughter Kenley a happy 8th birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Kenley, from Fesco in the morning.
All right, so a Specter interjector that I didn't hate, actually.
No, I actually liked all of it.
I didn't hate.
Except the 5th one that he kind of like tried to squeeze in there with the AAU stuff. I was out on that, but I don't really, because I don't know much about it.
So, most of your texts were,
Specter
sucks. Shout it out away. Why is he?
They're actually not bad ideas from the 563. Actually, not bad ideas.
I have been fully in favor, as you know, of the Elam ending.
You have been saying this for years, and I'm on board with you,
banging the table on the Elam ending. It's radically different. I'll give you that.
But it's fun.
It makes the end much, much better in college basketball.
Yeah.
College basketball endings are tough. They're rough. I still think the quarter system would be better. I've seen it on the women's side. You reset the fouls every quarter. You're shooting less free throws. you're getting to the bonus. You're still getting to the bonus, but it wasn't. It's not as glaring as games are faster. Pace is picked up.
Yeah, like under 2 hours for every women's game.
I was pointing out earlier in the week that I had the K-State game on one television, was watching the Iowa women on the other television. They started 20 minutes after the K-State game, and they were done maybe 10 minutes before.
30 minutes a game.
And granted,
time, yeah.
That's a tournament. It's a little bit longer, commercial breaks and what have you. Both games were close. Both games were in the NCAA tournament, blah, blah, blah. They were over about 30 minutes difference.
Mm-hmm.
I call women's games, granted, again, shorter commercial breaks on ESPN Plus, we're done in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Another hour and 50-minute game the other night, Kansas and Missouri. Like, we were done in under two.
Well, that's because Kansas blew them out, and they were just milking the clock at the end.
That was true, but they did use a lot of timeouts. So, you know, it was a regularly played game that was still under 2 hours.
Yeah.
And on the men's side, you're 220. I mean,
right.
Like, you're, like, automatically 220, right?
Easy, yes.
So, shorten it up, get it better. Elam ending provides a game-winning play. Again, I'm not going to run through all the details of the Elam ending. You look at it, E-L-A-M, like the kicker, like the former Bronco kicker, Elam ending, and look that up. And you add points to a score. It provides, even in a blowout, an opportunity to game-winning play. You have game-winning plays.
Every game,
part.
Yeah.
Discourages you from fouling. I love it. No one and done would be controversial, but that's fine. Like, weed out the ones that want to go and let them go.
I don't understand why we can do that in baseball and football, but we can't seemingly do that in basketball. Because baseball is, you go to college, you're in for 3 years. You don't have to go to college.
Because basketball players are the closest to be ready to play their professional sport at a younger age. That's the fact.
All right, that's legit. I got nothing for that.
You know what I mean?
That's a good answer. Because, like, you know, football players are not ready out of high school.
And that's why I don't want to preclude them from doing it. If they're 18 and the NBA says, well, come on, we want to play you, I can't say no.
Right.
No one's clamoring for that in college. Right? You're just not ready.
You're not ready.
Not physically ready to do it.
Right.
Baseball, we know, it's going to take you 7 years to get to the majors anyway, or 5 years or what have you. They're not doing it. Other sports, you know, say tennis or golf or whatever. If you're ready, you're ready. You can play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that portion of it, but I would like you to stay in college if you're coming. And 2 years doesn't feel like a major, like, hijacking.
No,
if you're ready,
God,
if,
no, it's 2 years. You know how fast 2 years goes?
Yeah.
The
portal, yeah, one free transfer. The portal's nuts right now. It's crazy.
Oh, it's everybody's in the portal.
It's nuts. It's basically college free agency.
Yeah.
And it's harmed the sport. It has. Now, is it good for the player? I think so.
Good for the player.
You know,
I think it is, sure.
You go play 3 years somewhere, and you're like, oh, or four or whatever, and I got this extra year, and I go play for free somewhere. Okay, great.
I never understood why players were penalized for transferring when coaches could switch jobs like
That's
underwear.
The thing, which I know. I was okay with. But give him one.
I'm good with Spectre's one free transfer, second, you know.
And see somebody, it's not just on the men's side. I'll tell you that. It's not just on the men's side, but you'll see, like, oh, wow, there are three schools.
Right.
Are you kidding me? What? My goodness.
Right.
Like, commit to somewhere and play. So I don't mind the one free transfer. The NCAA taking over the AAU would be very difficult.
I don't understand.
I don't want the NCAA
that,
in charge of anything.
I don't either. I don't want them in charge of themselves.
But has that circuit been great for developing college basketball? I'd say not really.
Not really, no.
It's more about
showcasing
individual players to maybe get the jump on bypassing college or what have you.
But
I'm not a huge fan of it, but
if we didn't have the AAU,
I think it works to get you a scholarship, and I think it can work to the advantage of some players.
I think it works to get family members paid illegally. I think that's what the AAU is good for.
We have NIL for that now. We can do that.
Yeah, that's right. Now you can be paid legally.
Yeah.
But in the past, the AAU was good for funneling money to, you know, everybody's relatives. I think the AAU, where would we be though if we didn't have the AAU? Because Fred McGriff never would have won those back-to-back championships without Tom Emanski in the AAU. So you can run down the AAU all you want. We had Fred McGriff wearing no hat in Cooperstown because of it. Somebody from the text line said this, and you can cite one example. One example does not change. How can you watch the end of Furman in Virginia and say endings are bad? That's one example over the course of a million that happen every single year. Watch a college basketball game in February. I'm daring you to do that now. I know watch a college basketball game or even the tournament. Like, was it Kentucky the other day against Kansas State? You're down six, man. There's 6 seconds left. Stop calling timeouts and fouling.
And again, the tournament's a bad example, too, because they're going to go pay some bills. So they have extra 30-second commercials. You know what I mean?
They still do that in the regular season.
They're always going to commercial breaks. So don't judge it just on the tournament because they're playing you a commercial during that time that they normally wouldn't. But just watch the final 2.5 minutes of a college basketball game. It's excruciating.
A Big Ten game or Big 12 game or a league game, and it's within 8 points in the last 2 minutes. It's foul. It's timeout. It's foul. It's timeout. It's like, oh, my God, I want to rip my face off.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.